Sure, Ein Chesem Bava Kama Yot Tzivan Hei Tov Shem Mem Gimel, May 22nd,
1983, on Sunday. By Goy Rove, Chotin Ezek Tzulis, but just again, before we proceed, we ignore it. Of Goy Rove, Chotin Ezek Tzulis, Yibuchim Mishalim, or Yimariyim Mishalim, I just want again to discuss the Rambam and the Ravid. We discussed it last time. Now, the old Rishayim discuss the Riv. They are assuming, I mean all Rishayim except for the Rambam, they all assume that the Riv passes that was some Koras. In other words, he passes the Riv passes like Rav. So all Rishayim except for the Rambam say that Rabbi Pshitalei means that was some Koras. The Ramban is the only one who says the Rabbi Pshitalei that was a Seifas, was a Seifas. But all the other Rishayim say the Rabbi Pshitalei that was a Mikorazin. Now, so the Rif Paskins was a Mikorazin on, so the Rif shouldn't mention the Ikinte of Rabbi Barabaye, because in the name and name, because this Ikinte is mentioned in order to answer the Kashi. That Elish Mamli was on the Korazlinon, so the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Abaye, you got from the name of the, you cannot mention a Raya. You cannot mention a Raya from this price of Tanigalim, Shem Hatiti, the Hebel Blee, that was on the Korazlinon. That we can say, was a safe as Linon. So then you ask, it was a safe as Linon. Why does he pay in Ezek Sholem and the Blee? Because you got from the name of the, so he kept on picking and following up the Blee. So until he broke, so he didn't break as a result of being rolled with Mokimacher, of his Galgul Mokimacher, and then he broke. No, but it broke on the spot, as the Tangilin kept on picking on the Hebel and trying to drink the water from the Dwee. So on the spot it broke, not as a result of Gilgul and Mokimacher. Alright, so that's only if in order not to apply, to deduce from the Braise, that was a Mikorazino. But the Rif Paskin was a Mikorazino. So the Mele, we don't have to apply it to the case of Ozum Neim and Neim. So we can simply apply the Braise to the simple case where with this Nisgal B'Mokemachel and still he pays Nezik Sholem because it was a Mikorazino. That's the cash. So there are various Tehutzi Mandarin, various Tehutzi. One Teretz is by the Rambam. So the Ramban Shite is unique. In other words, that Rabbi holds was a safe as Linon. So on the contrary, the Reed, a Paschus like Rabbi, but was a safe as Linon. So we have to resort to the Likinte of those name. But the other Shemim, I mean, disagree with the Ramban. So the male they divide the Tutsi. The Raivet gives it Teretz that. So the Rosh mentions the Raivet. And the Raivet is in two Rishayim. The Rosh mentions the Raivet in two Rishayim. But the Chidushei Raivet, the Xaviyad that was published, so lately, so has just the second Rosh, not the first Rosh. But the Rosh mentions in the name of the Raivet two Rishayim. Now what's the Raivet say? So Bhodi Milki Rabbi Barabai Ayikitan Gelim Shim Hatikim Hebobli, Vidozum Neil Yukne Bay the Rogu in Shanoi. Moya Libid Yuches, the Kaimun was a Mikorazin, Uba Moya Tamal Rabaukes. Zal Chiposa Kerabe is a Pilkin by Itan Gelim Shim Hatikim Hebobli, Kosha Bhodom Neil, Alma was a Tavamonazin, Rahim Zal Kosa, Efsha Shesinder Arab, Mashikinitz Rabbi Barabai, the Bhodom Neil, Luimukele bin Musa Belishe, Ela Pile. Below me, Musebelishe, I'll speak as free Michal and Zixolem, Kidiozumene, Sherinze Mishdis Napoli, the Apple Gabi Gabi Hebel, Mishunu, Michal and Hotenese, the Gabi Shira Sagui, Miruhel, Michal and Zixolem. The Hashte, Vada Yodumene, Apple Gabi was a Mikorazino, we have Michal and Zixolem, shall the Hittis a Hebel, Mishbar Mishunu. That's the first question. Iname, Kim the Ozumene, go rates and Mishdis Napoli. After a hell of a Michal Nedek Sholem, so he can not see which is my Nadli, the Rachel Hapsika Hevel Kedishi Padli, the Yishim Nabraim Shaboy, Hilka Kim Duhe, Limish the Nakli, Uhenamel Mirta the Hevel, כי באמינון גבינם ויסאל, so in other words, the raiva testuri shemes in the case of ozo minei minei is a, so the second motion of the raiva is if it's ozo minei minei, he keeps on following up, you know, the dli, and he keeps on picking, and as the dli keeps on rolling, he also holds on to the hevel at the juncture between not necessarily in the juncture. He keeps on picking at the hevel, and he keeps on walking with the rolling of the hevel and the dli. Let's say, suppose it is, suppose the hevel and the dli are on slant. So the tangelim keep on walking and going down, following up the hevel with the dli, and as they follow up the hevel with the dli, they keep on picking in the hevel until it breaks. Until it breaks. So what? So he says why? So he says as follows. So there are two machines in the riot. Now, but both machines say that when the Gemara has the kasha for hevel mishuri, so this Gemara is very difficult. Tesis was better. The Gemara has the kasha shvamim no posam iporazim. Till Gemara hevel. So then the Gemara has the kasha for hevel mishuri. So it's mashmah rosh na Gemara. Only if we say that the nezek sholem has reference to the hevel, then the kasha is hevel mishuri. But suppose we say that the nezek sholem has reference to the dli, and because for some koras minon, then there is no difficulty of hevel mishuri. But the question is that's the kasha that Vada takes us. Even if we say that this brisa definitely corroborates the view of Rabbi, that for some koras minon, you can still ask why is it mechuyev nezek sholem and the dli? After all, it's mishune. It's unusual for Tangeli to cut asunder the hevel of the dli. It's not a derech. It's not a derech. So the Gemara could have asked the same kashe for hevel mishuni. The Gemara could have asked the same kashe for hevel mishuni. Even if we say that this brisa implies the aloha and the basamikoras, we still could have the same kashe. So that's the kashe that Bala faces. So Thesis explains it. Bishrei mei yad vikoye ikalup mei bechevel goa viyoshin ubolu diurchil lipsosik bechdite moetes shenichatiti lintisamayim shebechevel alhash vikoye achevel kof achayre bechevel chozo dishayre mitash inam iyad vikoye vatsinu liporeish dinifsa kane shiutara kesher shoyer biyad li kosho bechevel. So in other words, so Tesis says as follows. Be shleimei if we say that the price is based upon the principle of Kosami Chorazinon and the Nezek Shol, and that the price says his Mishal Nezek Shol has reference to the Tzvi, then we can understand the price. The price says, Tangim Shemachatit in the Hevel Gli, Vinifsek HaHevel, Vinifra Gli, Mishal Nezek Shol, and the Gli. But it was done in an unusual way. For Tangelim to cut asunder the hevel, the answer is no, because usually when you have a hevel attached tied to a dli, and the dli has water, so maybe some of the water gets on the hevel too. So it's the derech of the Tangelim to suck the drops of water on the hevel. To suck the drops of water on the hevel. So, of course, if the hevel is sturdy and strong, so then, by merely sucking the drops on the hevel, they will not cut asunder the hevel. But suppose the hevel is worn out, and the hevel is very, very loose, because it's very, very thin. Sometimes when the hevel is worn out, so it's very, very thin, And then, by merely, the Tangeli merely trying to suck the drops upon the thin cord, it will immediately cut asunder. And it's the derech of Tangeli to suck drops on the Hevel, and if the Hevel is a Hevel Yoshe, it's worthless. And it's very, very thin. It's very, very thin. So then, by merely sucking the drops on top of the thin cord, it will melee cut asunder the Hevel. So it's the derech. So it's not Mishune. So it's Mechuyev in Ezek Sholem on the dream, because it's not Mishune. But now that you are saying that when the Brisa says Ezek Sholem, the Brisa says reference to the Hevel itself, apparently the Hevel is not worn out and worthless. It's sturdy, because if it is worn out and very thin, and I'm merely touching it, it will tear, so then it's worthless. So then he doesn't have to pay anything, because it's worthless. How much will a person pay for such a hevel that has no sturdiness? Has no sturdiness. So then the question is, so Bishleimi, if we say that the Nezek Sholem has reference to the dli, so then you can apply the brayse to the case of a hevel that is very loose. So then the Tangeli, by merely sucking the drops on top of the loose hevel, will immediately snap the hevel, and they'll tear the hevel, and that's the derech. Masha'inke, if you say that the Sholem is reference to the hevel itself, so obviously the hevel is sturdy. The hevel is sturdy. So by merely sucking the drops upon the sturdy hevel, it will not snap. So that means that Tangeli did here an unusual thing. They kept on picking in an unusual, in an unnatural way. So it's Mishune. Or Taisa says, Iname Yadlikoye Motzel Niforish Dinipsa Kanye Shuhutara Kesha Shoyve Adliko Shomechevel. In other words, the same way. So if the Nezek Sholem has reference to the Dli, so then we can apply, let's say, this pricing of the heavenly dream, when there was just a loose, a very loose snap like this. Now, so the Tamid Emit had, again, drops of water on the heaven. So then, the Tamideli, it's natural for the Tamideli to try to suck the drops upon that heaven, and since the knot is very loose, so by sucking, as a result of sucking the drops on the hevel, so it immediately the knot is loosened. But if you say so, in such a case there couldn't be any tashlumim for the hevel, because the hevel is intact, except that they opened up the knot, and the opening up the knot is possible as a result of a superficial picking that is involved in the sucking of the drops on top of the hevel. So it's like this. So then there are some drops here, so the Tangeli tried to suck the drops, mimele by itself. It opened up. So there couldn't be that, in such a case there couldn't be tashlumin for the hevel, because the hevel was not born. On the contrary, they opened up and up. So, but now that you say, so in Melee, it is not Mishune. But now that you say that the Nezek Sholem has reference to the heaven itself, so the Brisa does not have reference to the case where they just opened up and up, but where they tore the heaven. If they tore the heaven, so that cannot take place as a result of sucking the drops. That has to take place as a result of an incessant picking upon the heaven. That's Mishune. So in Melee, why should you pay the Nezek Sholem? This is how it is. But the Raive, in the Chidushi, the Rosh does not mention that, but in the Chidushi, the Raive, Woher wo mich rei? So, so der alle Chitte in diesen Tradition. Wie kommen Namen was wachsen? Wie kommen Namen was wachsen? In other words, so ab was drei jetzt. Der Tee nach Name. Kings is cashies. Why is the more ask? Woher wo mich rei? I'll leave the terrace of the Gemore till the Machever. Even if it's not a Hever, even if it has reference to the Dui itself, so the Gemore could have the same Hashem. So Teisa says, that's the Inspash. So Teisa says, no, if it has reference to the Dui itself, then we could apply the price to the case of the Hever that is worn out, and then by merely sucking the drops. So it snaps. But Raya says, the Kashi of the Gemore is, the Gemore, when the Gemore is the Kashi, So it's not just the same kashe could be even if we don't apply the price to him. Iname mi kol name botel actually. Iname the ikeli tuteli milse the tarte milani. And then let's say if we are going to say that this price is based upon the principle. Then we could explain the price as follows. The tart milani, mechot ad lechever, v'nipsak ha-chever, o ishekov tzu adli, v'notlo, v'nishba, mishalon elekshorem aladi. In other words, that the price says two things. So the price says two things. Tam geyu him shoyim echafit im lechever, v'nipsak ha-chever, v'nishba adli, Mishal binezek sholem, and the dui. And as far as the hevel is concerned, so in ochaname, it's a chosinezek. So in other words, mechatiti, ditavim yule, mechatiti mechevel, vinivzek achevel. So we could say that the braise discusses two situations. One situation is, tamigilim shei mechatiti mechevel, dui, vinivzek achevel. So then he pays only chotzinet. Then another case, v'nishbradli, nothing that the tree was nishba as a result of picking the hevel. But that's another case. The price discusses two cases. Tanigelim, one case, case number one is where the Tanigelim just picked on the hevel and they tore the hevel. So they are mechuyev. How much are they mechuyev? The price doesn't say, but only chotzin ezek, because it's mishune. Then, another case, suppose that Tanigelim just jumped on the dream. They jumped on the dream, because they wanted to drink the water in the dream, so they jumped into the dream, or on top of the dream, in order to drink the water of the dream. And this is natural, but as a result of jumping on the dream, so the dream broke. So the dream, as a result, of jumping on the tree rolled to another spot and there it broke. So in other words, the Brisa discusses two cases. Tamigeyu him shoyom echatetim bechever, tree, v'nifzak achever. That's one case. So the owner of Tamigeyu is chayev. How much is a chayev? Chotinet, he doesn't say. Then another case. Suppose the Tamigeyu didn't pick on the hevel, but they just jumped on the tree, and as a result of their jumping on the tree, which is a natural act, so the tree rolled to another place, and there it broke. So Mishalmi the Cholim. Why? Because Basami Korazim. So that's why. But the Gemara says, Tirgima Hevel. In other words, that the Braise doesn't discuss two separate cases, but he discusses just one case, and still, if the price says that he pays in the shoel, so the kasha is, it's mishune. So he says, iname vitali tutsuli misri tata milani, mechatit bechevel, vinipsak hachevel. Oy shetok tzol adui, vinoflo vinishbam, shalom vinishom adui. Lui chosha shla haske chotin adika hachevel. Shudoma yedua, elu adui in the shoel, shalom itema tzvoresi. Shalom itema tzvoresi. והודי קומי כינוי רבי בבריקודו מיני מיני, אפילו בחבל ולא ימוס במי שקומה. Wir kriegen die Gott um die Nähe, wie Kaboya und nicht die Meile, aber ich kann den Namen auch nicht in ihm. Wir kriegen die Uche und nicht die Meile, und kein Name und nicht, aber ich kann auch nicht. Denn ich nicht verloren, es ist nicht in ihm. Wie doch mit Namen und Pulse Sauer, die ich kann. Der ist die Gemorre, der Tief in Behemme. In Behemme, let's say, hat früher mit dem, was früher in die Beste. In Beste kann ich nicht auch, der Beste was out of wickery material. So, and then the behemoth, and it was sealed, it was covered, so the behemoth had no access to the tree. But the behemoth saw that there is tree, let's say, in the basket and homes. So the behemoth saw, there was tree inside. There was hay, tree inside. That, so the behemoth, in order to eat the tree, so she kept on tearing and biting upon the weakly material of the basket, so it's Mishalem as a Kshalem, even on the basket. Why? Because even though it's not the derech of a behemoth to tear open a basket and to eat a basket, but where the eating of the basket is a necessary means towards the eating of the tefuah, then the behemoth instinctively is driven by an impulse to even to eat the weakly material of the basket. So here too, in other words, the Braise says, because umenei, in other words, that the Tamgelim wanted to drink water from the dli, but they in order to be able to eat the water, they had to snap the cord. So then is the death. Then is the death. So this is the second washing of the Raile. But in the first, so he says, so according to the Raile, when the Gemara says, your also minei minei, so it's not only in order to explain the Braise, or even the Mandoma, the Bosasefas, you know. Even if we say Bosamikoras, you know, but if the hevel is not most delicious, if it's not coated with dough, so only if it's also minei minei, so then it means that the Tamgelim are doing all that in order to have access to the water inside it. So they keep on following up the dli, and they keep on picking the hevel and the dli in order to be able to reach the water inside the dli. So everything is the death. That's the second washing in the Raile. The first washing in the Raile is in the same way. It follows the same pattern, except that whereas according to the second washing. Whereas according to the second washing of the Raile. So the Gemara is saying, if it's also Mnei, then the owner of the Tamgelim has to pay in Nezek Sholem, not only for the dli, but even for the Hevel, because according to the second washing of the Raile, the Gemara is attributing a relatively high degree of intelligence to the Tamgelim. In other words, that where it's necessary, in order to have access to the water inside the dli, it's necessary to snap the Hevel, so then is the derech of the Tamgelim to snap the Hevel. So according to the first washing, no, the Tamgelim is not capable of such intelligence. And so that means that the Tamgelim can never instinctively, you know, be snaps the Hevel in order to have access to the water in the dli. So that means that even in such a case, as far as cutting asunder the Hevel is concerned, it's Mishune. So that's why and the Hevel is higher a Chotzenezek. If the Hevel is not coated with dough, but if it is, so it's only Chotzenezek. So why is it higher in the Zicholem and the Dli? The answer is, once the Talmidim cut asunder the Hevel, that was a Mishune, the natural. But once the Talmidim did a Mishune Bikeh, then the trying to drink the water, the attempt to drink the water in the dli is already a natural act. So in other words, the natural act of trying to drink the water, on account of which the dli broke, So was preceded by an unnatural act of snapping the hevel. Of snapping the hevel. So in Melee, on the hevel he pays a chotinete, and on the dli he pays in a section. And that is, so that means that the shite of the Hayyavet in the first Loshon is, the shite of the Hayyavet in the first Loshon is that when a behemoth does an unnatural act, and that serves, that paves the way for a natural act. So for the natural act is higher than the challenge. Even the owner of the behemoth is higher than the challenge. Even though without the unnatural act, so the natural act could not have taken place. But once the behemoth did the unnatural act, so then the other act is already natural. At that point there is a machlekes between Rashi and Dosh. And Gemara, we discussed all that last time, but I'm just repeating it. Because I felt maybe it wasn't clear in your mind. The Gemara da Chodimu, when the Gemara says da Chodimu al Dalet, it ibi sheshina da Chlose, ala chore mishali, nezek sholim, mai chaye, man chaye balakele, vi chaye mami balgachles, da Chodimu al Dalet. Bisheshima Dachlose, my boy Kelly Bosso, Bishachota. So Rashi explained it, Bishachota. Now let's turn, Rashi explained Bishachota. So then Gemara says, so it's Omar Abmoz, it's another Stam Glossis, Chatumi saying it's okay. So Rashi says, because Stam Glossis are not Chatumi, it's okay. So then are not accessible to Ikele. A closed door is not likely to be opened up by a caliph, so then the owner of the caliph should not pay for the chore in the sholem, but only a chotinet. But the question is why? After all, why? Because if it's not likely that the caliph should break open the door that is not locked, just closed, so if that is not likely, so the melee, when the caliph opened the closed door, an unlocked closed door, and then he found the cake, he found the cookie, a cake in the room. So according to Rashi, assuming that breaking open the door, a closed door, is an unnatural act for a caliph, so then not only, so then he will not be hired as a sholem even for eating up the cake that he found inside the house after he broke open the door. Open the door. So the Rosh is chilek. Now turn to the Rosh here on the second page. Ochlo, paragraph given, the second page. Ochlo, psus. Oikei, mishalim chotinet, kashel, amayi kotone ochlo behemo, mashein darko leachet. Kidin kelev shochlim re rabdeve vishum re dochl tanegele dehavya ribusetvei dehavya gav dachilig murei v'yishanoy le zeiko ein mishal le mochotinezek. So the Rosh has a kashi. The Mishnah tells us that if a behme eats up garments, now eating up a garment for a behme except for a goat. A goat eats a natural egg. But another behme, not a goat, so eating up a garment or eating up kelim is a highly unnatural egg. So, if a behemoth eats up garments, or a behemoth eats up kelim, so the owner of the behemoth pays on the chotinet, because it's Mishnah. So the Rosh has the kasha, why does the Mishnah tell us that? The Mishnah could tell us even a bigger chiddush, where a behemoth that a cow did not live after that, where a cat ate tamgele, so they are a bigger moye. So, it seems it's not natural, so he pays on the chotinezek, that would be a bigger chiddush than the case where a behemoth eats up garments, where he doesn't enjoy it. When a behemoth eats garments, okay, does he enjoy it? So the Mishnah could have told us a bigger chiddush. V'yishanei lezeikoi mishal chotinezek, vein l'il, b'feri kami katona abeini menes loy migah, loy migah, loy mishach, loy migah, loy migah, v'amai li katona shishotami, v'lo yisnei menes lecher, mashin dea balbar lecher, hilkach nil liforich. Hode amrino liil haikau bedoch lingla vishum bedoch tanegele vishunehu vul nagino leil bibobel apcha shepichsa amiso koma והוא מגניל מבובר, אבל מי ענבי ומשלם, עם אוכל וחצר המיזה, עם אוכל וחצר המיזה, ואם ברשוס רבים, מה שנהנה דאחילו להב השינו, ידעת ומלך לכל מבילס, אפילו של בהינס דילס, והי בקומר היקל ודאוכל, לפי שידעת כאלוהום ישראל יצירך אחרת, ואף אגב, נתחילס ההזק כמו שינו מחיירת, אבל שינו מחיירו אחרת, הנה זה שוב, דאבירוך, ועוד יום הבפיר כמיקם ומזין סימרת, סתם גלוסיס חטורס אין כלב, ופיר שרשת לא יהיה סתם גלוסיס חטורס, אבל משום ירושלם מוחצי נזק אחורה, so Rashi says that if, in other words, let's take an example, סתם גלוסיס is חטורס אין כלב, in other words, a closed door, an unlocked door, so is, it's natural for a kelev to break open a closed door that is unlocked, but it's certainly unnatural for a kelev to break open a locked door. So suppose one kelev broke open the locked door, and then once he broke open the locked door, he found an abundance of tfuye. I mean all kinds of eichlim for a kelev, so meat is also natural. So he found a lot of meat in the room that he broke open in an unnatural way, and then he ate up the meat. So according to Rashi, the owner of the kelev will have to pay on the chotzi nezek for the damage involved in the eating of the meat. Even though eating meat by a kelev is a very natural act, but it was based upon an unnatural act. How did it take place? Because he broke open a locked door. So that's Rashi Shite. So the Rosh is chilek of what significance is the fact that breaking open a locked door is an unnatural act. But once he did this unnatural act, so then the eating of the meat he found in the room, in the house, is a very natural act. Why shouldn't the owner be chayav in nezek sholem? Why shouldn't the owner be chayav in nezek sholem? ופיר שרשת לא יסתם גוס יסחתו ויסם ינשונה ונמשל ונחוצה נזק אחורה אבל גם בינשינו באחילה אלו שתחילו לסמה יסוי ובשינו ועצו לפורש אלוהו סתם גוס יסחתו ויסקנת הבונוס, not like Rashi explains it, because if סתם גוסיס are not חתו ויסיצו כלב, if it's an unnatural for a kelev to break open a closed unlocked door, so then if it's unnatural, so then he shouldn't be hired even for the chore nezek sholem, but on the chotzen nezek, no. But if stam glosses achter is itzel kelev, so the bala kelev is not a pishia in any way. Suppose the bala behem and the bala kelev exercises good caution or care over the kelev, and still the kelev is mazik. Is the owner hired? So why is he hired anything? He shouldn't be hired at all, not even a chotzinezek. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and Rosh. Abba dav din shinu ba'achile, or shetchil samayis b'shinu, motzul miforesh, ilohoyim stam glosis chturis itzal akelev, havonu supoto legamre, kahim de vishat hakenes, nifritz balaylo, o ishapotzu listim, o ishapotzu listim, yotzto viziko poter, vohaname, kim din derach kelev lachter, eilucho enes godol mizu. And the Rosh, in the first parak, so he says that when the Gemara says, "Hai kal v'dochel imre, v'shune v'dochel tamgele, v'shune v'mishal v'chotzen ezek," so it means, let's say, suppose a kelev ate up lambs, imre rabbele, big lambs, a kelev, so he pays chotzen ezek. Now let's say that the lamb, the big lamb, was worth, as a living lamb, it was worth, let's say, $50, $100. A living lamb was worth $100. Now, the moment the kelev ate it up, so how does the kelev eat it up? First he kills it. Then, once he kills it, then he eats it up. So the moment he killed it before he ate up the lamb, so then the nevele of the lamb is worth only, let's say, $10. So that means, so then when it eats up the nevele, there is another hezek, the eating up of the nevele. So when the Gemara, the Rosh says in the first parak, that when the Gemara says, "Hai kal v'dochel imre rabbeh, v'shume v'dochel tam nevele," so the owner of the kelev pays only chotzi nezek, he means the difference between the value of the imre rabbeh while it was alive. So let's say while the lamb, the big lamb, was alive, so it was worth $100. Then he killed it. So then the Nevela is worth only $10. Because he's only worth $10. So the Hezek was, the Hezek involved in killing the lamb was how much? $90. The difference between $100 and $10. So for that Hezek, he pays only 45. Half of 90. But then when the Caleb eats up the Nevela, that's already a natural. Once the Caleb it's natural for a Caleb to eat up the Nevela, the carcass of a big lamb. It's unnatural for a Caleb to kill a huge lamb. But the carcass of a huge lamb, that's natural for a Caleb to eat it up. So when the Gemara says, Hai kaure doch libre, rabre, vishunre doch tangele, vishune u mishal chotzenezek. So the chotzenezek means, in respect to the damage involved in the initial act by the killer, in killing the killer, that he pays chotzenezek. In other words, if the value, the price of the living land was a house, and then he killed it, so the price of the charges of the huge land is $10. So the nezek was $90, so he pays only 45. But then he eats up the carcass, he pays $10. That's the sheet of the Rosh. The sheet of the Rambam is to the contrary, and the sheet of Rashi is also to the contrary. Because the Rashi's portion of Rashi is that he pays chos nezek. So in other words, that is Rashi Mishitosin. Why does Rashi explain the Gemara of Hai Tal V'Doch Olimre, V'Shud V'Doch Olimre? So pays chotzenezek not only on the pchas, on the difference, the diminution in the price of the imre between the time it was a living imre and the time it is in a veil, but even on the value of the carcass, he pays on the chotzenezek because Rashi explains the Gemara. Because if some losses would be to the Zippo Caleb, so then he would have to pay for the cake. The owner of the Caleb would have to pay for the cake only Chotzinezek. So that's the machlekes between the Rosh and Rashi. Now, so again, the Raive Chike, apparently the first Rosh in the Raive, agrees with the shite of the first Rosh in the Raive, agrees with the shite of the Rosh. The first Rosh in the Raive agrees with the shite of the Rosh. We have a machlokes between the Rashi and the Rosh. Suppose a behemoth does an unnatural act, and as a result of the unnatural act, it is able to do a natural act. So, does it pay for the owner of the behemoth? Does he pay for the natural act that is based upon the natural act that was preceded by non-natural act? Does the owner of the behemoth pay the chotzenezek, or does he pay the natural act? So according to Rashi, in the Gemara Daf Chofim of Stam Moses Kulsitz on Keleb, the owner of the behemoth pays the chotzenezek. Even though the act of eating up the cake is a natural act, but it is based upon an unnatural act. So it's a chotzenezek. But Mashi, according to the Rosh, he pays in Ezek Sholem. Now, what is the shita of the Raive in the first Rosh? The shita of the Raive in the first Rosh is that when the Gemara says, the Rosh of Minei Minei, so the Gemara does not have reference to the case where the Hevel was coated with dough. But according to the Teretz by Rabbi Bibe, so the price is reference to the case where the Hevel is not coated with dough. If the Hevel is not coated with dough, so the act of picking upon the Hevel is an unnatural act. It's Mishune. So why does the price say? Why does the price say that? That is Mishalim Ezek Sholem. The answer is according to the first Lashon of the Rambam. So the Mishalim Ezek Sholem is reference to the Greek. So that's a natural act. to break the dream in the course of trying to drink the water in the dream. So that's a natural end. So is Mishal and Shoen. But as far as the heaven is concerned, he pays only a chotzenet. But then according to Rashi, we could, according to Rashi, we couldn't say that on the heaven he pays a chotzenet and on the dream he pays a nezek shalem. Because since the hezek done to the dream is based upon the hezek done to the hevel, without the snapping of the hevel, so the dream wouldn't have broken. So one act is based upon the other, and the original act, the initial act, is a mishun act. So then even the natural act, you should pay only chotzenezek. So why does the price say upon the natural act? So for the natural act, he pays in the shalem. So the answer is the first lotion of the Raivet. The first lotion of the Raivet agrees with the sheet of the Rosh. That even though for the initial act, he pays the chotzenezek because it's an unnatural act. But once the hevel snapped, then it was quite natural for the tamgelim to follow up the dream and to in order to drink the water in the dream. And as a result of sucking the drops in the dream, so the dream broke. So that was a natural act. So he pays in the shalom. So that is the sheet of Raya. Now, let's see again the washing of the wash, the tunishim. Now, at the end of paragraph 5, we heard him make in the second pair, in the Rosh. Vod beike rav vude varabai ahim tangeli, shei mechati vude cherugli, vidor zomine leik nebai vrobe unim shanohen. Lo yavu bidiyur chasi, do kai vod posa mikor adeno, ubalamo yatam al rav alfez, zal she posa kiri rabi vise pirkin, ubahim tangeli, shei mechati vude cherugli, kosa vude kosa mine, ahim posa tova monazin. Vrai vidal kosa pefsha she sever arav, ma she tirets rav vive varabai vikosa mine, lo imu kelei bimuse bimishe. אלא אפילו לא ימי הוא סבלישה, על שחיר הספרים ישלם ולשולם, כי דעות מיני, because that's a natural act, שרי צלישת יסנק לי, ואף אגב דגע בחבר ומשונאו, ומשלם חוצי נזק. So, the first lotion, in the second lotion, the Raivet says, no, that the Tarmigail has so much instinctive intelligence, that where the picking of the Hevel is a necessary means towards accessibility of the water in the dream, so then even the picking on the hevel is a natural act. So in the second lotion, the Raivet says that he pays in as a sholem in such a case, even for the hevel. But in the first lotion, the Raivet does not attribute so much intelligence to the Tarnigel. So in other words, so that means that the Tarnigel does not possess such a high degree of instinctive intelligence that in case where picking, snapping the hevel is a necessary means towards the drinking of water in the dream, then it's natural, it's instinctively natural for the tangel even to pick at the hevel. So even under such circumstances, it's still an unnatural act for the tangel to act instinctively in such an intelligent way. So the Mele for the Hevel, even in that case, so it is Mishune, he pays Chotzenezek. But once the Hevel was snapped, so then it's highly natural for the Tamigeli to keep on following up the Dli in order to drink the water of the Dli. So if in the course of following up the Dli, the dream broke, so then he pays in the shalom. But the question is, but this natural act, it was preceded by an unnatural act. So let him pay chotzenezek even for the dream. That is the shite of Rashi, but not the shite of the Rosh. So the first Rosh in the Raivet certainly agrees with the shite of the Rosh, not with the shite of Rashi. So this is what he said. שואל, מה עבור גם לגבי חבר ומשולי ומשל חוצי נזק, גם בשביל הסקרים מיורו לחבר, ומשל לנזק שולל, אז פה בלי, יריעות ומיני, אף אגב דיפוס המיקור אז לינון, ואבי משאו אין לרקשורם, שעוד יכתית עשה חבר ומשבר, ומשונה הוא, אם המתית מדיעות ומיני, והוא רצו לשתיס מנגלי, אפילו החבר אומנם הוא משאו אין לרקשורם, שהוא יקבנו שאו לשתיס מים מנגלי, ורצו להפציק החבר, כדי שיפלו הדלי, וישתם מן המים שבה, היו כך כבינו חיו עם משתם מנגלי, וכנענו למכתב בחבר, כי דאבינים גם בינם מביסאוס, או דעתו בשיינס, דעתו בשיינס לדרייבה, אקספלין בשיינס אביב. The question was raised against the Reed. Why does the Reed have to mention the Ikite? Or was it namely? So the Reed would say, since in view of the fact that the Reed passed his life, except for the Rambam saying that Rabbi Holt was a Mikoraz Linon and the whole Kinte of the Gemore of Ozo Menei Menei is for the purpose of explaining the Braise Ali de Rabbi but is explaining is for the purpose of explaining the Braise not Ali de Rabbi because in order that we should be able to say that it was a safe agreement, but the Reed Paskins was a Mikor Hazlinon, why does he have to mention the Kinte of Kozum Neim and Hei? So the Rabbi says, no, when Rabbide Barabbaye says the Kozum Neim and Hei, it's not because it was a safe agreement. Even if we say it was a Mikor Hazlinon, we still have to apply the Braise to the case of Ozum Neim and Hei. Because if it's not a case of Ozum Neim and Hei, and since the Hevel is not coated with dough, is not all coated with dough, so why should we pay him as a Kshoen for the Dri? But if it's Ozum Neim and Hei, then he pays him as a Kshoen for the Dri. But if it's not a good name, then it's Mishune. Then it's Mishune even in respect to the Dui itself. So why does the Braise say that it's Sholem? So obviously the Braise has reference to the case where it's a good name. Then in respect to the Dui itself, it is certainly not Mishune. Whether it is not Mishune even in respect to the Hevel, at that point the Atun Shane is in the right. Alright, this is the right character. And the Balamoya Sasogi Andari. Why does the Reed have to mention the Kinte of Ozum Neim and Hei? Now, let's see now the Rabbi Sasogi Andari. Rabbi Sasogi פרגבי סנוח אס מסכימו מן הלוח היהודים הויו מהצים על גבי ניסו אוי על גבי פרס וטינפו אי ניקרו משאו ממנזק שאו היזיקו ביופו אוי צורס שהלו ב... לא, הלוח ידעו הויו מחצתי לחבר וניפסק החבר ונשבר הדלי משאו ממנזק שאו והוא שנסגל גיל הדלי מחמוסון עד שנופל ונשבר אוזו מנהי מנהי שנתגל דלעדרי מחמוסון עד שנופל ונשבע ואם היו על החבר איכל ובי זכירוסון פסקו משאולים גם על החבר נזק שם. So how does the Rambam pass? The Rambam passes that in the case where the Hevel was coated with gold, then he pays an eviction even for the Hevel, because then it's a natural act, even in respect to the Hevel. But in the case where the Hevel was not coated with gold, so but it was also minei minei, so then for the glee he pays an eviction. For the Hevel he pays a husband. So this Rambam seems to coincide exactly with the first washing of the Raya, not with the second washing of the Raya, but it seems to coincide with the first washing of the Raya. So the Raya should have no timeless against this Rambam. The Rambam is saying exactly what the Raya is saying in the first washing, the way the Rosh mentions it. Still, the Raya is masked. Because of the Raya's out. לוי נוי אבל צוי אבל לוי בוי יהוד מאכשין בגמור ובחר משונים אבו פדי בראיס קמאש סו פאק איז דאס אבל אני זה יום ששוין אקספליינס דאס אבל בראיס טל יא דה היי דה יום ששוין סייז דאט even though the Rosh mentions in the name of the Raya, he mentions in the name of the Raya two Mishnayos, he mentions in the name of the Raya to Ishenes, but the Nikaloshin of the Raya, towards which the Raya was disposed, is the second Rosh of the Raya that the Rosh mentions, the second Rosh. And as a matter of fact, the Yom Shishloime did not have the Ksaviyad of the Kedushi Raya, but now we have it, so in the Ksaviyad, in the Chidushi Arayet, he only mentions the second washing of the Arayet, not the first washing. The Hodi Komeikim Leirazdiv, and he calls him the name and name, after he will be Hevel of the Loimos, the Nishe Koma. The Chivim, he calls him the name and name, the Kaboy and the Nishe Mayim and the name, after he will be Hevel, not a Lav Mishunehu. The Chivim, the Uche, the Nishe Mayim, Uche, not a Lichtat, the Hevel Bli, Kinishe Yipel Oretz, ויישתו ממנו, ודומה לנאנו ופונצה סאלה כדיסה לקאבו. So in other words, he doesn't mention the first Rosh. The Rosh mentions the first Rosh. So the Rosh probably knew. With the Kabore, or maybe the Rosh had a Madure Kame of the Chidushi Arayve. And they are the Madure Kame. So the Arayve mentioned two Mishenes. And this represents the Madure Basre. Whatever the reason is, the Rosh mentions two Mishnayos in the Raya. But in the Chidushi Arayot that we have, so there is only the second Rosh. And the Yom Shoshoyim says that while the Rosh mentions in the name of the Raya two Mishnayos, but the Raya Tzachroya was called the second Rosh. And that's the reason as to why the Rosh mentions the second Rosh less, because the Rosh knew that the Raya was disposed towards the second Rosh. So in Mele, that's why he is Masik. The Raya is Masik on the Rambam. Even though the Pesach of Rambam is Mamesh, the identical first washing of the Raya, but still the Raya says, Lo inoya velo itzoya velo iboya. The Hodi Machin Ligmore vohem mishuni, Adufe di Braise komakshe. In other words, that when the Gemore, and as the Raya himself says, the Raya himself says, the Raya himself said, Mikore name motzel akshu, that this kashe of the Hevel Mishune is not only directed against the Kinte of the Gemore, that the Nezek Sholem is reference to Hevel. In other words, even if we assume that the Nezek Sholem is reference to the Dli, we still have the kashe of the Hevel Mishune. And so at first, the Gemore said, Mois Dlishe, but then Rabbi Barabai says, no, not Dafke Mois Dlishe, even if it's not Mois Dlishe, but as long as it's also Minei Minei, so then he pays a Nezek Sholem, if it's also Minei Minei, so then the Tarigel has such a high degree of instinctive intelligence that in view of the fact that snapping the Hevel is a necessary means towards drinking the the mind in the Gli towards the accessibility of the mind in the Gli, so the Mele instinctively, it's natural for the Talmidim to cut asunder the Hevel. So, and the Rambam says that even in the case of God, the name and name, so he paints only Chot in Ezek and Hevel, only in Ezek Sholem, and the Gli. So that's why the Rambam says, and when the Rayat says, "Vochem mishuni aguf nebraise komakshe," the Rayat means even aguf nebraise, not only against the wikite of a hevel. So the Gemara Kashi is aguf nebraise, and the teretz of Rabbi Barabaye is that it's also the name and name. So even though it's not most delicious, it's not coated with dough, it's still natural for the Tanigirim to pick on the Hevel, because picking on the Hevel and snapping the Hevel is indispensable towards the accessibility of the water in the room. So this is the Asogia of the Rambam and the Rambam. So the Rambam is Masik and the Rambam, though the Rambam Shite coincides with the first washing of the Rambam, because the Rambam was Machria like the second washing, not like the first washing. All right. Now, this is what we do. Then, the Rashbo, the Chiddush HaRashbo here, and the Gemara, here also discusses the Rim, as to why the Rim mentions the Wikite of Ozum Neimene. After all, it is assumed by all these Rishonim, except the Ramban, that the Rim passes like Rabbe, and Rabbe holds for some people, as we know, so you don't have to resort to the Kita was in name and name. So, since it was some people, as we know, so even if it's not a name and name, even if it's not a name and name, so he still pays in Ezek Sholem, because for some people, as we know, even if it's not a name and name. So the Ayat says the reason as to why we have to resort to God's name and name, because since he deals with the case, the price, according to Rabbi Barabai, so the price deals with the case where it's not coated with dough, so if it's not God's name and name, then it's Mishune. But if it's God's name and name, so the male, it's not Mishune, so it's natural. But the Rashba gives a different thing. Now the Rashba, now the Lord. So he says, he mentions a very big Chiddush, which is very little. He says, let's put aside the whole question as to whether Bosa Mikor has been on or Bosa Seif has been on. So let's say Bosa Mikor has been on. Bosa Mikor has been on. So then, if Dorso Alakli, if he's Galgo, if Mokim Achei, Vishokoi, Vishalei, Nezik Shom. Why? Because if we say Bosa Mikor has been on, so when does the Behemoth become in Mazekes? At the moment when the behemoth, at the moment of the original act, when the behemoth steps on the keile, when the behemoth steps on the keile, then there is contact between the gufa behemoth and the keile. So the mele, so it's gufa, it's not keile. So it is an election. Mashiachim in this case, if it's not a keile, suppose on the name, even though we say it's on the But if it's not, if it's also Minei, so then it means that the Tarnagel has contact with the dream. The Tarnagel keeps on following up the dream, that to which a cord is tied, a rope is tied, and it keeps on following up. So let's say, this is the dream, and this is the cord, is tied to the dream, to the handle of the dream, and then the Tarnagel keeps on touching the dream, and picking it on the Hebel at the juncture, at the point of juncture between the Hebel and the handle of the dream. So there, we understand as to why it pays in Ezek Sholem. As to why it pays in Ezek Sholem. Even though, even though it breaks as a result of being wrong with Mokem Acheya, but it still pays in Ezek Sholem because of some Torahism. But so the Torah machine, if it's not also in any way, so the Tarnagel does not follow up the dream, but the Tarnagel stands in one place, here is the dream, and here is the core tied to the dream, and here the Tarnagel stands, and they keep on picking at one place, they keep on picking at one spot in the core, and they pick so much until it snaps. Once it snaps, it rolls to another place, and there it breaks. So, even if we say was a mikorazina, was there contact between the Tarnagel and the Gufakri? No! There was contact between the Tarnagel and the core that was tied to the dream. But there was no moment, if it's not a case of Osmulevre, if it's a case of Osman Eimei, that means the Tarnagel follow up the dream and they keep on picking at the point of juncture. So, at the point of juncture, they touch with their mouths. They keep on touching the handle of the dream. So there is contact. And there, it snaps and it falls down and it breaks. So then, if we say Osman Eimei, we know it's in the shop. If it's in the shop. But if it's not also the name of it, so it means here is the juncture between the rope and the dream. The Tarnagel stand here, and they stand in one place. They did not follow up. They just stand in one place, and one place they keep on picking until it snaps, and then it rolls down the dream. So what? So what's the problem? Why should the Baal Tarnagel pay the Sholeh? Why? After all, in order to pay the Sholem, it must be done in Bidufe. So there has to be contact. And it's not, and we're not talking about Tashlum for the Hever. Tashlum for the Dri. The Dri, there was never any contact. Even in the original moment, there was no contact between the Tanigeli, the mouths of the Tanigeli, and the Dri. Why should you pay the Sholem? So you should still pay Hotzim. Even if we say Bosami Paran. Now, what would the other Rishayim say? That's a good question. Raised by the Rashba. So the other Rishayim would say, just as the Gemara says, Behem Mobi, where the Slishabo de Darachaluch, case of Behem Moshe, the Chisol Chotzranis, the Zikot de Gupa Darachaluch, Ubi Sara Darachaluch, Ubi Ukev Shoya, Ubi Shiv Shoya, Ubi Prunia Shalipia. ובפרויה של פיר, ובזוג שבצבו, וחמי המצוי ואיג לו משחת ביקורת, משאון למשורן, so even though the Hezek was done not by the Gufa Beimo, it was done by the bell that is on the Tzavo of the Beimo, and the Gufa Beimo didn't even touch the king. So, but it was touched, the contact was not between the Gufa Behemo and the Kele, but between the Zug Shel Tzavoro and the Kele. Or furthermore, suppose the Behemo pull, let's say the horses, or the Chameir, pulls a wagon, and then the horses themselves don't even touch the Kele, but the wheels of the wagon touch the Kele and break the Kele. He pays in the Sholem. So there too you could ask the same kind of kashe. Why does the owner of the horses that were pulling a wagon the wheels of which stepped upon a Kehle and broke the Kehle. Why is the owner of the horses and the wagon, why is he paying the Cholem? There was no contact between the Guf HaBehemoth and the Kehle. There was only contact between the wheels of the wagon and Kehle. The answer is, so what we see from this price, that anything that is on the Guf HaBehemoth or anything that is attached to the Behemoth, even the wheels of the wagon, there might be, let's say, a big wagon. It might, even if the wagon is a whole block, let's say, is 50 feet long, the wagon, 50 feet long, and but it's attached to a behemoth, and the behemoth pulls it, and then the wheels of that wagon step on the Kehle, it's considered gufa, because anything that is attached to the gufa behemoth becomes a pertinent to the behemoth, and a hezek and contact. In the hezek done as a result of the contact between the wagon and the Kehle is like a hezek done as a result of contact between the Guf HaBehem and the Kehle. Some in the will say the same thing. They'll say the same thing in the case where a cord is attached to a tree, and then the Tanigelim stand in one place and they keep on picking at the other end of the cord, and at the other end of the cord at one place, and then it snaps and it rolls down. So it's considered as if there had been contact between the Tanigelim, the mouth of the Tanigelim and the tree, even though the contact was only between the mouth of the Tanigelim and the cord. But since the cord is attached to the tree, so it's analogous to the case where a behemoth pulls a wagon, and there is contact between the Kehle and the wheels of the wagon. So we say that the wheels of the wagon, on account of the fact that they are attached to the horses, so they are considered like a pertinent to the horses, and any contact between the Kehle and the wheels is considered like contact between the Kehle and the behemoth and the horses. So here too, so the contact between the Tanigelim and the Hevel is considered like contact between the Tanigelim and the Kli, because the Hevel is attached to it. That's the Shita of Davrishim. The Shita of the Raivet is different. The Shita of the Raivet is that there is a difference between something that is attached to the Behemoth and something that is attached to the Kehle. If something is attached to the Behemoth, so then it becomes a pertinent to the behemoth. But if something is attached to the Kehle, it doesn't become proper to the Kehle. That's the Shita of the Rashba. So maybe this is what the Rashba starts on the leaf. The Rashba starts on the leaf is that even if we say for some Nikolas, you know, in order to be higher than the Sholem, for the leaf, it must be also the name and A. If it's also the name and A, then there is at one moment contact between the Tanigelim and the Dweeb. Because the Tanigel follows up and he touches the Dweeb itself. And as it follows up the Dweeb by touching the Hevel at the point of juncture with the Dweeb, so then it snaps and it rolls down and it breaks. So then there is contact between the Dweeb itself and the Tanigel. But suppose if it's not over the Nimene, and the Tanigel will just keep on picking at one point in the core, so even if we say what we call as we know, but there was never at any moment any contact between the Tanigel and the Dweeb, why should they pay any the Cholem? So that's why the Dweeb mentions the Nimene of the also Nimene. All right, I think we'll leave it here. Yeah, who is this again?
Bava Kama, Shir Ayin Tes, Yud Beis Sivan Heitov Shem Mem Gimel, May 24th, 1983, on Tuesday.
Because where do we find Chotinezek? Karen. And Karen pays me good pay. So Mele, Chotinezek Shvua, even though he's talking the regel, he also pays only. He also pays me good pay. Oyvim o Maria Mishalim. روی عشق خان کیو خیلی میشه و میکنه سینزی تولید رگل سوکنه یو ایخ ای دوزن تایی میگوکن اومی میشونه تایی سو دز دابای توشی هیدو سینی موی نبوری سیستانی گیلیم حق and they amazi in the course of hopping so anyway the ancient arizabu hidus hopping I thought it certainly is uche el olav hidus vidus as a result of the hopping so they stepped upon pebbles and then it was mazi uvokam mandom mandom amue now everybody I mean, but of course, how can there be? So, mu'ed is not to be understood, according to Haram and Noe, in the sense of paying in election. But mu'ed is to be understood in the sense of paying ma'wiyah. And the one who says, any mu'ed means that he pays only book. Mando oma, mando ma'ren mu'ed kusam book. Misham mando ma mu'ed kusam ma'wiyah misham. So, the Noe says, look, mu'ed means the election. So, the machlekes is the book is from Kesel Rabbanon. Because second, the one who says mu'ed, he agrees with Sumches, that Sumches also pays in election. Alright, Toshma. Ha'kelev shenot l'charore, v'yolach l'godish, v'yolach l'charore. In other words, a kelev found a cake, and in the cake there was a coal. Was it cold? Because it was baked in the oven. So there was a coal in the cake, attached to the cake, whatever. So then the caliph picked up the cake with the coal, and the holach ligodish, and he went to the bar, the ochalachore, so he ate up the cake, the hidlikes agodish, and with the coal he set fire to the godish. Al achore nishal in edek shole. For eating up the cake, the baal akele pays in edek shole. The chef pays the behemoth of the owner. So he's some mele. The baal akele is mechuyev to pay on the score of shef. Baal agodish. So again, what did the kele do? The kele set fire to the godish. Now when we set fire, so then it means you like throwing your heads. Like throwing your heads. So of course, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tisin Shimchitzo, so as long as the keller plays the coal, the fire, near the godish, and then the fire spread and burn down the godish, so it's also chitz of the kelev. That's chores, like throwing the heads. What is chores by definition? Kirchi of the baby. According to Rishlokish, the teaching is mameine. So it's only mameine if somebody sets up a fire in his courtyard, and then it spreads, and it burns down the godish. So then it's mameine. Then Mameine. Now, so Mameine, so only if the person makes a fire in his courtyard, but if the caliph will make a fire, let's say, in its courtyard, I mean the courtyard of its owner, and then the fire will spread and to some other courtyard and burn down the other neighbors, courtyard, so then the Baal HaKelev, according to Shlokish, will not be mechuyev, because suppose a sheir, one sheir, digs it there under Rishis HaRabim, will the Baal HaSheir be chayev? No, because ish beirei v'lo sheir beirei. So ish ishei v'lo sheir ishei, according to Shlokish. Also, how can we apply it? So Gemara has that kashet. Why do we say the Allah, according to Rishlokish, why do we say Allah Godish Mishalom Fatsenezek, it should be potali gamre? It's like a keller setting up, making a fire in one courtyard, and then the fire spreads, or like a keller digging the bale in Rishis HaRabim, and then somebody is music in the bale. So it's chayev, it's potali. So according to Rishlokish, this mishne of Balah, while Agodish Mishalma Chatzedezek has to be applied to the case, where he paid, where his hitzis begufish of Agodish. In other words, the keller's mamish had contact with all the crops in the Godish, everything in the Godish, all the crops of Tvuah. He brought the coal, the burning coal, in contact. So then it's not Kirei of the Kalev, then it's Gubri of the Kalev, with the Kalev. So this is what he said. Alright, anyway, but I'm going to show you something. My time, eh? Love Mishim Dabri Tzuras, but of course, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Tishim Mishim Chitzo, so even if it's not Hitzin, it's Gubri of Godish. So it's still Chitzo of the Kalev. So it's Tzuras of the Kalev. It's Tzuras of the Kalev. My time, love Mishim Dabri Tzuras. Vitona alone, Mishalim Chotzelezek, Migufe. Vitona alone, Mishalim Chotzelezek, Migufe. And there it says in the Braise, and that Mishne, so it says that Alagodish Mishalim Chotzelezek, but that's Migufe. So it's a Raye, but that's Chures. So that's a Raye that Chures is Mishalim Migufe. So the Gemara says, Vitivre Lerebeze, and the same price, so the price says that where is the Rabbon say? Chotzinezek Migufei. So Rebeze says, no, he pays for the body which the Balakelev pays in Ezek Shomim Migufei. Now, Ezek Shomim Migufei in Yashkecha? How can there be such a thing as in Ezek Shomim Migufei? Migufei you only find in regard to Chotzinezek. But Rebeza says in Ezek Shomen, how can it be Migufei? Elo, so how do we have to apply the Mishnah, the Braise? He Mishon Abov Gafis. The Rebeza, so Abov Kerev Tal. In other words, that this Mishnah, this Braise, is reference to the case where he do the Tal Dishino. Not in the usual way. Tal Dishino. Elo, let's see the Rashi. Elo, ki Mishon Abov Gafis. She not lo vipi vi nicho, the Hay Mishino. In other words, if the caliph just grabbed the hole of the cake, and the cake had inside a coal, and then he left it, he dropped in the usual way the coal, so then he took it. Then he took it. But if the caliph would take the coal into its mouth, that's an unnatural act for the Kelev. So then, so we begin Shona Vigachos, Shenot Lo Bipi V'Inicho, Da'ay Neshinu, El Vayim Bihoche Eloi Pipshi. So in Mele, we cannot be patient the Shaila of whether Tzchures pays the Bufei, or Tzchures pays the Aliyah. Because the whole Shaila, whether Tzchures pays the Bufei or Aliyah, is in regard to Tzchures Yeruchayim. But here, the Mishnah and the Braise is reference to what kind of a case? Of Al-Deshinu. So the Melee, that's why he pays Migufe. Now, so the Melee cannot be paying what is Abaye, whether Tzchures Yeruchayim pays Migufe or Aliyah, that you cannot be paying. But how would you explain the machlokes between the Blazer and the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon saying that the Bala Kelef is high for the Godish Chotzinezek Migufe. And Rebrezea says that he is higher than the Shalom Migufe. If the Braise has reference to the case where the Kelef did it al-Deshino, so the Mele, we understand this, why the Rabbonim say he pays Chotzinezek. But why does Rebrezea say he pays in the Shalom? Since when is Mishune higher in the Shalom? Hello, did you show the Baba Gata? The Rebbez, there's some of the Krep Tauten. The Mamishu, the Kerem, the Chotra, the Ize, the Dekshel, the Mishale. Because Krep Tauten learns out the Kalachena. From, he says, it's Kalachena. We learn out the Chomro from the cow. Now, what is cow? What is relatively cow? And what is the relative of the Chomro? When we consider the Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochim. So, of course, Rishus HaRabim is relatively homo, then Rishus HaRabim is relatively cow, then Rishus HaYochim. because Shem the Rebbe, so Rishis HaRabim is Potter, and Rishis HaYochi is Chayet. So that means that what is more humble? Rishis HaRabim or Rishis HaYochi? Rishis HaYochi is more humble. Rishis HaYochi is more humble. So Rishis HaYochi is the humble Rishis. The Rishis HaYochi, the humble Rishis. It is humble because Shem the Rebbe is Chayet. And Rishis HaRabim is the Kal Rishis. Is the lenient Rishis, because Shem the Rebbe is Potter. So Rav learned out of the Chimer, if Keren is higher in the Kal Rishis, in the lenient Rishis. In Rishis HaRabim, Allah has come on the Chamo, that is higher in the Rishis HaYochi. So that's the Kal Chimer of Rav Tarfler, where he says that Mishune in the Chotranize plays in Ezek Sholem. So then, the Rabbon say to Rav Tarfon, it's very fine Kalachena, but dialogue in Yadim, lives in it. In other words, you have a Melameit, every time you have a Kalachena, you have a Melameit, and you have a Lomit. Now here, we learn out the Homo, Keren Yoshe Sanize, from Keren Yoshe Sarabi. So, what is the Melameit? The Melameit is Yoshe Sarabi. What is the Lomit? The Lomit is Yoshe Sanize. The Torah spells out explicitly the chiyuv of keren v'shis harabim. So the melamed is the kal, and the lomed is the chomer. So, but I love that you is written. It's enough that the lomed item will be on par, on the same level with the melamed item. What is the melamed item? Keren v'shis harabim. There the Torah says explicitly that keren v'shis harabim is chayim. The Torah does not say explicitly, Keren versus Ayochid Israel. So you can learn how, you can deduce the Talachina, if in the Kal Rishis, Keren Israel, the Torah says so explicitly, but in the Homo Rishis, in Rishis Anize, certainly Chayev, but what is in the Chuyev? The same way as Israel in the Kal Rishis, how can you deduce more from the Melamed? So this is what the Rabbanim say to Rabbanim. So, but why does Rav Tarfon deduce it out of Hebrew authority? It's from Tanya. Dialogue that is hidden. The answer is, in order to establish liability, for Chotzin Ezek or Shusan Ezek, we don't have to resort to any Proshe. Then it's implicit in the same parasha, because by means of plain logic, why should Chotzer HaNizek be less liable? In Chotzer HaNizek be less liable than Rishis HaRabim. So in other words, if we are going to have recourse to Yidroshe, Yikalachimer of Droshe, not just to plain logic, so that means to be mechayev more than in the Rishis HaRabim. So the Meir Rav Tarfon says, so in any case, where as a result of saying diet, the whole Kalachino is not down, so we don't say diet. And the Rabbanim say, no, we say diet even though as a result of the application of the principle of diet, so the Kalachino will be not down. Alright, anyway. So, allegation of what we got, the blaze are so much kept out, the mission of the Amokotran is so melee, you cannot be patient from this Mishnah, from this Braise, that Tzchures Gur Chaye pays me Aliyo. The Tzchures Gur Chaye pays me Gurfei. Maybe Tzchures Gur Chaye pays me Aliyo. But here when it says Chotzin Ezek, Allah God Mishnah, Shalom Chotzin Ezek, because here the Braise, the Mishnah, the Braise do not have reference to Tzchures Gur Chaye. They have reference to Mishune. So Mishune pays me Gurfei. But then you ask, if it's Mishune, why does the Blazer say, does it show it? No, because Reb Lezer agrees with Rav Tarfon that Mishune b'chotzer HaNizek is Nezek Sholem Nishalem. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Elokim Mishune b'gachos, Shemekol Tivri Micho, Da'ay Mishin, Elo Bay Mocha Leitiv, Shem Yitzchur Eskir Chayim, Kola Alem Aliyah Nishalem, Ve'okhe Mitzchur Eskir, Sheshino Ben Gamil, Ve'yum Yitzchur Eskir Chayim, Ve'yum Ben Gamil, Ve'yum Ben Gamil, Ve'yum Ben Gamil, Ve'yum Ben Gamil, Ve'yum Ben Tame, Chotzenezek, Mikube, Mishale, Mishune, Vito, Vinikeren. Rav Lezer, Sova, Akrev, Tav, Ndol, Mishune, Kiam, Chotzenezek, میشه اون نکشابه بریم میشونه او هم نکشابه این میشه اون نگوفه بود میشه که در اون تمام میشمایی این قطب میشونه که هم بخاطر همه این دکی میکن میشه اون then Gimorese is Viloi at first Gimorese is Viloi but then at the very end of the Sukhi of the Shakri Italia the Gimorese comes back to this point but at this point the Gimorese refutes this Terets, this Ukite of the Gimorese that the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar and the Braise is that the Mishnah Braise has reference to Mishune and the machlokes is and the same machlokes as between Ratav and Rabbanan is never Mishune the Chatzranizek is the Shon Shalem or Chatzinezek. The Gemara at the end comes back to this Ukite. But right now the Gemara is refuting, is Deich this Ukite. And the Gemara is saying at this moment the Lord my time of witness with Rav Tarpon, Mishnei Dekshoven. So, why do you explain it like apply it to counter Rav Tarpon? In order to explain, that will help Mishnei Dekshoven. So, there is no hecher. It's true, even at this point, the Gemara is not saying that he couldn't explain the Machlekes Rav Lezer the Rabbonon in the price that way. The Gemara is not saying, even at this stage, the Gemara is not saying. The Gemara says, there is no hechlech to explain the machleke between Rabban and Rabban that way. You can do it, but there is no hechlech. There is no hechlech. So he says, the Gemara is saying like this. Now let's see the Rashi. The Lord, Hayit is the Rebbe Koparche, Upo Yisra Meidach, Yidra Bleza, Yilav Bitzvun Eskiru Chaye, but in the world, Melav Davke. You can explain it that way. That Rav Lezer and Rabbonon do not have reference to Tzuras Gerchayim. They have reference to Mishune. But there is no Hechrach in saying that. And you can say that U'tchiyu limotzul mitche l'neima y'lav d'chul chayit l'ide el d'shone. But there is no Hechrach to that Ukite. Avol migupe lo yitegi koche. Doshap limotzis mukme it's possible to have to apply the machlokes Rav Lezer and Rabbonon to Tzuras Gerchayim, but to put Tzuras Gerchayim, the tipshin in Tzuras Migubim Mishal. And it's you, nonetheless, the Gemara at first said, no, there is a hechrach from the Braise, that this Braise does not have reference to Tzuras Gerchayim. But there is no hechrach, because we could say that this price is reference to Tzuras Gerchayim, to Yerchayim. And so you could say, I will be good for you to the Kohen. Do Shabbat was a smoke with Tzuras Gerchayim. And be pinching the Egyptian Tzuras Mikuf and Mishalim. The might time of Mukhmas with the Shino, the Raptar, Mishim and Mizek Sholem. He will be good for Ashkham, the Bufe, Holy Teacher, the Leilom, the Tzuras Lige, the Rabbeleza Kisunches. In other words, the Gemore at first, the original Tarts of the Gemore. And then in the end, the Fine Masconi is also like the original Tarts of the Gemore. But at this point, the original Tarts of the Gemore said that we must say there is a Raya from the Braise, that this Braise is reference to Mishune, not to Tzores Gerchayim. There is no Echa. You can say that this Braise is reference to Tzores Gerchayim, to Chayim. Mimele you will be able to pay chain if the price is reference to Tzores Gerchayim, so you'll be able to be pay chain to China, that Tzores pays Negufe. But then you ask, Monacha, if he deals with Tzores Gerchayim, and Tzores pays Negufe, so how does Rav Lezer say that he pays in the Sholem Migufe, if it's Tzores Gerchayim? So, my time, the Raptar of Mishim and Sholem, Rav Lezer, so that he sukhes, domat Tzores and Sholem Mishalem. We saw that Rav Yuri domat Satamu, and we came in a minute. The Chikotan and Migufe, as Satamu. No, so the Lord is saying, while it's possible to apply the price that way, but, like the original Tarzan, but there is no hechta. They found the price that this price has to be applied the way the original Tarzan explained it. We can say, no, that price has reference to Tzuras Gerchayim. Mimele, and still the Rabbanon say that he pays Chatzi Nezek Migufei, so it will be a raya from the Rabbanon that Chuletzkir Chaye pays Migufei. But then you ask, so why does Rabbi Elazar say that is Nezek Shomer Migufei? The answer is, Rabbi Elazar agrees with Sumchas. So Sumchas Shita is that Chuletzkir Chaye pays Nezek Shomer. But then you ask, you can still ask, but if he pays in the Shomer, where do we find a Nezek Shomer Migufei by Kol Chaye? Vishlemi by Mishune, all right. But by Kol Chaye, a Nezek Shomer Migufei, that we don't find. The answer is no. The Blesser on one hand, he agrees with Sumches, on the other hand, he agrees with Rav Yudeh. Rav Yudeh says, Satamu is the king of Medes, so every carrot, when he becomes a word, he pays in Nezek Shomer. So half of that Nezek Shomer pays Migufei, and half the other half, over and above the liability of the town, so he pays Naliyot. So here, the Blesser agrees with Sumches, so he has to pay in the Nezek Shomer, but when he says Migufei, he means one half is Migufei. The other half, he pays Naliyot. The Chiton Migufei has a Tavus. Omri Rashomet Reid Ravash and Ravino, Eva Bishom Asr Rav Yudah Bittam Dinasu Rav. We went with Chilose, Mishamisle, now let's go with Rashi. We see the Kabila don't become more Satan and Kimonet. We come to the section of Tabo, we'll have a bit of a family soon. The Hoshi Flame Wed, we shall have Hoshi Gupe, the family Gupe at a Tamus. We will be close against Hoshi Do Haye, Mishamisle, or we have a Tamus lay long. We be Tsures Gur, and Lucas lay, or Misha, the Tsures, Nikupe Mishale, the Rebeza Tiche, Ki, Commander Blazer, Nezek Shoem, Kigin Yaye, Elaki, Toma. Reb Lezer and Nezek Shoem in the Ayat, and the whole community. Ere, he boys, Limuk me bitzchures ki urchaye, and Limifshad bayez yorob in the Gupi Mishalem, so Limuk me bitzchures de Chadimne, vichul chedim ki de Reb Lezer and Nishkarzwa, Ero, bidishone bitzchures. So we have here two pshat in Rashi. So the first pshat is, Ero, bishone bitzchures, the Ayat shloy chedimne, and the whole, the Rabbi Lezer, Wir haben Rabbon und Chotinez mit Kishor zu rechnen. Die Muadim.